This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. So here's the way this is working, and last night what happened was the crud came over me. Now, I had had pneumonia. I'd been walking around with pneumonias for, I guess, since the beginning of the year. And I went to Vegas with pneumonia, and I walked around 6 miles a day and climbed 49 flights of stairs a day in Vegas with pneumonia. And I almost just about walked it all the way out, but the resulting, you know, you have some bronchial issues with that and everything. You got a little fluid in your lungs. So last night, what happened was I began to get congested in my head. So I'm congested in my head, and I've got congestion coming up in my throat. So I had noticed for days prior to Las Vegas that I was having trouble just speaking. Just without wheezing almost. And so last night I didn't do the show. So tonight it seems like I just blasted myself with some steroid. So I have that going for me. And we'll see. We'll see what we get out of that here in a little bit. Live radio. But hey, I'm here to bring you some. When you look at what the Democrats are serving, you got to remember something about them, okay? It's all lies. It's all a fraud. It's all designed to turn you into a serf. They want to reign over you, and they want to be free of accountability. And it's time for you, and if you'll pardon the expression because it's been overused already, it's time for you to get woke to exactly what's going on, to see clearly the perilous dynamic of an establishment desperately clinging to power and willing to undermine every principle, and there's that abused and mutilated word again, that is supposed to guide the operation of our society. Now, the most basic principle that has been dumped like a Kennedy's girlfriend is the one that the self-appointed establishment hates the most, and it's the notion that power derives from the consent of the governed. And that those using that power answer to us normal people. They hate that idea, and they reject it openly and without apology. Our establishment is mostly leftist, but with a loud, bitter, geek chorus of conservative ink hacks, bringing along with their progressive overlords in the faint hope of being reinstated to their very comfortable positions locked up inside their beltway gimp boxes, once Trump and the normal rebels that he represents are purged from the Capitol. The leftists are ruthlessly seeking to consolidate and expand their power. They are our enemy, and they must be defeated, but at least they have the dignity that comes from fighting, not with the conservanerds. These guys are embarrassing submissive types, from the aspiring cruise directors to the fussy bowtie boys to the pearl-clutching sissies. They all want this ruckus to die down so they can get back to business as usual. They like to lose politely and get their ration of scraps from the table of their masters. You could call them lap dogs, but most people actually like dogs. The Nunez memo demonstrates that senior unelected bureaucrats who identify with the Democrats hid the full truth from the FISA judges in order to obtain warrants to spy on the Trump campaign and the transition team. Let's say that again, shall we? Because the lies tend to drown it all out. Democratic operatives in the government spied on the Trump team. That happened. And the left and many true conservatives don't care. This crime makes the third-rate burglary that ignited Watergate look like a third-rate burglary. but understand that the fuss and muss over Watergate was itself all a lie, all a grift. The leftist establishment never thought spying on its opponents was wrong. They pretended to summon up moral outrage about it in order to overturn the 1972 landslide election of Nixon. Today, they don't even pretend. So understand this. The leftist establishment, backed up by the conservative Catamite Corps, thinks that their operatives' abuse of law enforcement to spy on and harass their political opponent, that's a good thing. They support it, and they think that it is entirely right and proper that the members of this establishment not be accountable in any way to the normal Americans. And that's not all. This is not a fluke or a one-time occurrence. This is a pattern. Using the IRS to oppress Obama's political opponents? Well, that's a good thing because it helps promote and expand the power of the leftist establishment. Turning the press from a band of hacks who at least tried to fake objectivity into committed partisans who are not merely reporting but who are aggressively advocating the Democrat Party's talking points? Well, that's a good thing because it helps promote and expand the power of the leftist establishment. Letting off scot-free a woman who treated classified information like her, you know, her putative husband treats his bimbos and who clearly committed crimes that had you or I committed them, they would have seen us dodging potential close encounters in the prison shower room. Well, that's a good thing because it helps promote and expand the power of the leftist establishment. James Comey passing classified material to his buddy to force the appointment of a fatally conflicted special counsel who can't find the unicorn of collusion he was supposed to look for, so he and his 100% Hillary fan team focus on manufacturing obstruction charges about obstruction of an investigation of something that never happened? Well, that's a good thing because it helps promote and expand the power of the leftist establishment. But here's a quick quiz. Name the Democrat who has come out and said any of this is bad or wrong or even questionable. Name one. Just one. I can't wait very long because this is radio. And, you know, since I'm not going to wait, I'll just help you out with that. None. None. And that is a very simple but terrifying fact. And another one is that the establishment, those who presume to run our nation on our behalf, do not accept the basic premise that our government is based upon the consent of the governed and should be run for the benefit of the governed. Now, how does that scenario end badly? They are the experts. They cannot be accountable to mere normals. Transparency, schmansparency. Remember those heady days and hours before the memo dropped when we were told that we normals should absolutely not see it because we couldn't understand it, because we would be misled since it was all lies, 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 and because classified information must be preserved and safeguarded? You know, what kind of difference does a few days make? We normals understand that it shows senior law enforcement officials lying to spy on political opponents. And that may be true, but that's okay. They should spy on conservatives because Russians this time and something else next time. And within under 24 hours, the New York Times, which was wedding their collective self under the legal declassification and release of highly reviewed materials, ran a story citing current or former British and American officials involved in Middle East policy described the Israeli attacks inside Egypt, all speaking on the condition of anonymity to discuss classified information. And I just thought that that had to be protected at all costs, but it's almost like everything they howled about was a bunch of schiff. Maybe we need a new classification designation, like top secret, parentheses, no really, it hurts leftist interest, so this time we're serious, end parentheses. Everything they say is a lie. Everything they do is to consolidate and defend their power over you. So wake up, see what they're doing. Understand that they weaponized your principles against you. Watch how the weak-willed refuse to accept that a substantial majority of the ruling establishment rejects the idea that they may only act with the consent of the government, or the governed, excuse me, stand by and do nothing except nip at the ankles of those who speak the truth. And the truth is we owe the establishment nothing, not respect, not deference, and not obedience. That memo's greatest importance is not the specific abuses it reveals. It is important because we saw the reaction it stirred up, the wholesale repudiation by the establishment of the basic idea that they answer to us. All of it is a lie. All of it is a fraud. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tonight, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Dateline, somewhere, I believe in Springville, Utah. A citizen exercising a Second Amendment right saved the life of a Utah cop who is being attacked by a would-be robber. This is sort of a bizarre one, too. An unidentified police officer confronted a gentleman named Paul Douglas Anderson. He saw this guy upside down, feet flailing out the back of a clothing donation bin. Police officer told the suspect to get out of the bin. Anderson complied, but began acting suspiciously. He was told to remove his hands from his pockets and refused to do so. So moments later, when he did remove his hands, he started punching the police officer in the face. Which, for anybody out there that thinks police officers are going to kill you just for existing, that guy exercised a whole lot of restraint, that police officer. This is when Derek Meyer happened to drive by the scene and quickly sprang into action. Meyer, who has a concealed carry permit, told Fox News, "I carry a gun to protect me and those around me, but primarily I carry a gun to protect my family first and foremost. Outside of that, if I were to use my gun to protect anyone, it would be law enforcement or military personnel." He also added that he wanted to share his story because there aren't enough good stories from responsible gun-owning people. "Well, not coming out of the regular press there, Mr. Meyer, no kidding." He pointed the gun at Anderson and demanded he stop, and the suspect then fled the scene and was later found hiding underneath a trailer where he was arrested, and the officer is currently recovering from a fractured eye socket and other damage, and no shots were fired. Getting your eye socket fractured is a little bit like splitting a tree stump from the top down. That's a very hard, the ocular socket is very robust, and this guy was getting beaten. And the fact that Mr. Meyer did not pop this cat also speaks, well of Mr. Meyer. See, I myself, if I could get his attention by holding him at gunpoint, I would. And if he kept punching that cop, I'm going to have to, let me think of the euphemism here. I'm going to gather some of that guy's DNA on the top of my gun when I slap him with it, because I'm going to get his attention off of that cop and onto me. Because this guy was beating this guy enough to, in such a way to apparently, you know, at a certain point when your eye starts to be pushed back into your brain against that nerve and everything, damage begins to occur that could lead to death. The fact that no shots were fired is miraculous. Corporal Corey Waters told the media, "Had he not been in the right place at the right time, who knows what would have happened, but he definitely stopped the attack from continuing and becoming much worse. He might have saved either one of their lives. It could have really gone bad, even for the suspect." Yeah. Anybody ever heard of George Will? He's that guy that sort of he's a talking head on the news. He's one of the ones that left the Republican Party because Trump won the nomination. And he looks like his last name should be Peabody. But his last name is Will. He got out there and said, "The good economic news is actually bad, and here's why." And, you know, what we get to see is this supposed never-Trumper intellectual of his kind wield a whole lot of ignorance. He really does say that prosperity is bad for people because it leads to bad behavior, such as running up credit card debt and not saving for retirement. He writes, "The stroll down memory lane suggests this rule. All news is economic news because everything affects the economy or reveals attitudes or behaviors that soon will affect it. And all economic news is bad, especially good economics news, because it gives rise to bad behavior." So essentially his argument is that if people and businesses felt too positive about the economy, they may not spend their money in a prudent manner and wouldn't save enough. So I guess we should have been shooting for another 8 years of Obama. And the slow glacial crawl of an economy he put out there with the low confidence, fewer economic opportunity. Then we wouldn't rest the bad behavior. Now, mind you, this is the same guy who does not point out a few things. There is a class of taxpayers who will pay nothing in taxes, and they will get an earned income credit, which means they will get money back. And that's fine. And as a, you know, if I believe in the Constitution, then I have to believe in their right to make a self-determination to their lives. So when they get this earned income credit, some without a doubt will use this to enhance their life. They'll pay down debt. They'll do this. They'll do that. Some will go out and get a full back tattoo and a flat screen TV. And that's perfectly okay, too. Because in the United States, you don't have to, you know, there's nothing saying you can't be idiotic. But nobody would look at that as, some people will not look at that as a windfall. They'll just look at it as, I get this once a year, so I'm going to use it for this. It looks like George will would agree with the House Minority Leader like Pelosi and other Democrats who would rather have the government keep the money because people might exhibit bad behavior. And, you know, the government almost never, ever, ever exhibits bad behavior with our money. Now, do they? It always says enough, don't they? Pelosi even says it's crumbs for lower and middle class workers to get $1,000 bonuses and raises, lower shell out at tax time and other benefits. Somehow it would have been better if they got zero that Pelosi and the media and all the Democrats wanted them to get. Will is a swamp thing, and he hasn't lived much around the bad times in the flyover, just to start with. Isn't it nice that the median income people around D.C. did very well in the last 8 years, and several of the richest counties are around D.C. where they produce nothing except regulations? I wonder if he thinks their good economy caused bad behavior. So, you could rewrite his article and say, bad economic news is actually good, and here's why. The premise of the article would be that it is better for people and businesses to have less money in their pockets because if they have too much, well, they just can't be trusted to spend it correctly. And then they would have a better excuse for not saving. And people shouldn't have to worry because Democrats and the government are going to take care of them. And if all of that sounds stupid to you, well, it truly is. Good economic news is always better for everyone and gives more economic opportunity for the poor and the middle class. Crime goes down. Violence goes down. Unless, of course, you're a never-Trumper or a leftist. Tax cuts are crumbs because corporations that hire people are saving more. No matter how clear it is that corporate investment is increasing much faster and more than predicted and the economy is growing faster than predicted, they will still predict the deficit predictions of CBO as if they were accurate. When was the last time the CBO got anything right? Name one! Oh, well. The Never Trumpers, they never, ever, ever, ever give, they never give any quarter. They always know better. They always double down. Yeah, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Coming to you from the AR 500 Armor radio station, radio studio, excuse me. too much mess. This is Lock and Load. I just was reminded of that bump. I was just thinking, that's the bump he was asking me about. Coming out of California. Is this the Do Not Sell list introduced January 24th by Assemblyman Rob Bonta, Democrat, of course, from Oakland? This will allow a person who resides in California to voluntarily add his or her own name to the California Do Not Sell list, prohibiting dealers from selling them a gun. This is ostensibly offered as an answer to California suicides involving guns. The measure will, among others, make it a crime punishable as a misdemeanor or a felony to transfer a firearm to a person who is validly registered on California's Do Not Sell list. See, some of this stuff coming out of California with a K just makes my brain hurt. A comment posted out of San Francisco about this bill said, I don't get it. If they wanted to exclude themselves from buying a gun, wouldn't they just not buy a gun? And that's a fair question, without a doubt. And not that his bill has a chance of accomplishing any stated goal. It does not, of course, and it goes far beyond just affecting the person who self-reports. It also makes a criminal of the transferor. Text of the bill does not warn that people voluntarily adding their name to the list will be, in effect, self-incriminating if they try to buy or even touch a gun afterward. Nor does it specify safeguards and penalties against identity theft and false positives that result in a wrong person being denied. Isn't this, I mean, I'm trying to fathom Is this, those of you that are in California, and I know a lot of you that listen to this on podcast are in California. I want to ask you a question. Do your politicians actually think you guys are that stupid? Does this guy who's a politician, somebody elected this cat out of Oakland, which I know Oakland is not exactly the garden area of California, but do you get that he thinks you guys are idiotic? And if you decide to put your name on this list, if you decide later to take your name off the list, you have to file a petition in Superior Court requesting to have his or her name removed from the registry. That assumes they have the wherewithal to do that, with the bar for a removal order being a hearing that establishes by preponderance of the evidence that he or she is not at elevated risk of suicide. Now, notice nowhere in the bill it says it is there. They put the bill out there to ostensibly prevent suicide. Exactly how is that going to work? My friend who committed suicide this year, he had guns. We think he tried to kill himself with his car, and that didn't work out. And then he shot himself. And the way he shot himself left. Now, we know that he went to this area of South Carolina around a lake called Lake Marion. And he hung out. He hung out in a parking lot in a truck for a while, and then he walked back and forth. We know this because people witnessed this. Walking back and forth on this dock till he finally got to the point to where he did it. And this was not just something that he just did. This was something he was wrestling with. So somebody, and it never occurred to him now when he was wrestling with this, to tell anybody in his family or his friends, and I mean his friends were legion, to say to them, come take my guns, I'm afraid I might do something to myself. Everybody that he was talking to that day thought he was going to be there in a half an hour. So, this guy is operating under the supposition that somebody that is seriously considering suicide would remove the most effective means at suicide from themselves. There are lots of people, I mean, you know, people that jump, are they going to, are they going to make it to where people are going to voluntarily stop passing, you know, crossing the Golden Gate Bridge and jumping off of that? Will we have that one coming up soon? So once you get on the list, then you have to prove you're not insane. Yes, Your Honor, I was feeling sort of bad. My spouse of 60 years passed away and left me alone. I was a little depressed. I wasn't really thinking about killing myself, but I did decide to put myself on the do not buy list. Therefore, I'd like to come off the do not buy list because, you know, I lived a great life and I will see her soon. No, you obviously are crazy. And you'll kill yourself if I take you off the list. Now, it's fair to ask if all Californians have the resources to persist through that kind of a process, going to court and everything, and if all hearings were present, standardized, and equal opportunities to prevail. If you met a certain set of criteria, it's just going to happen, right? Like your permit, right? I meet the criteria, here's your permit. You know, more likely, because suicide rates in the U.S. are closely correlated to poverty rates, minority groups in Bonta's Oakland constituency trying to get their rights restored will be disenfranchised compared to the well-heeled liberals across the bay in the white-privileged Marin County. And there's one other oversight, if it really is one, and that's what to do about those who enforce the California disarmament law. Because law enforcement commits suicide at rates between 18 and 22 per 100,000. The general population's rate is about 11 per 100,000. So this raises the possibility that a disproportionate number of people who shouldn't have guns are being deployed with guns. It also means employment law legalities could be raised if an officer self-reports. And none of this matters to Assemblyman Bonta. Because we're talking about a guy who led the charge to keep and protect communists in state government. A move no doubt made more understandable by his own family ties with foreign enemies who advocated the forceful overthrow of both the United States and the Philippine governments. That's his background. So, giving A yahoo like this guy, the reins of political power, is the surest way of committing cultural suicide. And California, with a K, Democrats, appear to be leading the way on that one. So, California, I feel real I feel real bad for you. I do. I do feel bad for you. You obviously, you know, you talk about being calloused against things. You're electing people that are telling you it's okay to say, I don't want to be able to buy a gun for one of the most bogus. That's like getting on the, that's the, it's the equivalent of the TSA pre-check. You're going to buy a way to short circuit the chance that you might commit suicide with a gun. Notice that they're not taking down the Golden Gate Bridge. They're not getting rid of string or opioids or anything else for you to kill yourself with. Just guns. So it's, you know, it's really more about guns than anything else. Yeah. California with a K. And this, hey, this guy got elected. We don't think this guy got elected by some sham or anything. He got elected on the up and up. And this is what the people of Oakland get for their time and their trouble. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years? and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. So I try to get that correct one more time. This is Lock and Load. I was looking at a couple things a couple of gun grabbers put out there today, and I wanted to share them with you. One coming from Kentucky from a guy named Ben Amis, who's a guest columnist somewhere. His notion is that here we are on the, what is today? The 6th of February, and we have had 11 school shootings in 2018. One school shooting every other day. And no one cares. No one cared last year about the Las Vegas shooting, and no one is caring now. And if you heard about the shooting in Kentucky, for example, good, but I bet you can't name the other 10 that happened this year before it. No other nation in the world has this problem. None of them approach guns like we do and cannot allow ourselves to be fooled by complacency that this is all normal or somehow tragically unavoidable. And for him, he finds it very sickening when people stand up and declare that their right to bear arms apparently means we simply have to accept that sometimes innocent children have to die. It is repugnant, it is grotesque, and he is done with it. Well, sir, I say this to you quite simply. And he says he supports the Second Amendment. He said that citizens have a right to bear arms in this nation, and that is a right not only granted by our Constitution in the Bill of Rights, but has been affirmed time and time again through the history of our nation via federal case law. And apparently he doesn't understand the founders thought it pre-existed prior to the Bill of Rights, that it was something we were born with, but, you know, he doesn't bring that in here. First things first, we have not had 11 school shootings this year. No. A school shooting, which, I think we've had two. Yeah. And two is too many. And, yes, I care about the Las Vegas shooting. And I care about Columbine. And I care about Sandy Hook. And I would have been there in place if I could put myself there magically, sir. And I would have done what I could have done to try to keep this from happening. I would have done what I could have done to make things not unfold the way they did, to protect the innocent. Getting out there and saying that my decision to protect the right is repugnant and that somehow I think it is just business and normal for people to die, children to die, is in itself repugnant and ignorant. You don't know me. You don't know anybody like me, apparently. I would hazard a guess. Should children be able to go to school and not fear being shot? Yes, they should. But, I mean, This is the world you live in, pal. Listen, you've got a whole generation of young adults coming up right now that have been taking drugs all of their life, especially males, just for the sake of being a child. They were drugged because they, you know, when the teacher said shut up, they wouldn't because they were kids. That didn't happen in my generation. That did happen in this last generation, however. And these people, when they get off of drugs, things happen. Things happen. We also live in a world where everybody is a superstar thanks to Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and YouTube and all of the other social media where everything is okay, just do it. Now, it is as simple as getting out there and putting armed personnel in a school. And if you think that the little darlings going to school can't take it, well, you're just wrong. They would find it neat for about 2 days, and about on the day three, there's just somebody else to walk past. Do you know how I know? Because they see cops in schools all the time. And they, you know, after a while, they're not stopping going, ooh, he's got a gun. And they're just like, it's him. And they walk by. And then you've got to tell, you've got to let everybody know that this school is armed, and it's happening all over the place. This school is armed, and we will defend these children. Now, I notice that nothing comes up about that. Should children not have to fear being shot? Yes, they should. They should not have that fear at all. But you know what? We are the adults, and we're the ones that have to actually make that happen. We're the ones that have to actually put that in play and then enforce it. It's just not going to happen just because you don't like it. Your feelings are fine, except that's all they are, feelings. He points out that Switzerland, and we're comparing a country that has a fraction of the population. I love it when we do this, but Switzerland does not have a standing army, so every able-bodied man is issued a true military-grade weapon, and they get to keep them. And somehow they don't have this problem, which, according to, you know, his figures, is bad. I mean, if we had 11 school shootings, I might be on his side, but we haven't. We haven't. And the kind of, he's making these school shootings that he's describing, he's making them all sound like Sandy Hook and Columbine and Virginia Tech. And that I have a big issue with. I have a big issue with this. And of course he wants us to be Switzerland too. He wants us to go through Switzerland. Now, Switzerland, it's not about purchasing guns in Switzerland because they're issued. That's another point he gets out there. He says to purchase a gun, you must possess a weapon acquisition permit, which requires you to provide a valid ID, provide proof of residence, and present a copy of your criminal record that is no more than 3 months old. To request this permit, you must also be deemed psychiatrically disqualified, not to be considered a security threat, have a clean criminal record, second to purchase. Has nothing to do with purchasing anything, idiot. They issue it. They walk up to the Swiss guy and they say, hello, Swiss guy, you look very nice and able-bodied. Here is a fully automatic weapon. Here is some magazines. Here is some ammunition. We expect you to train with this X amount of times per year. We expect you to do this for X amount of years. And then at that time, when it's all over and done with, you can keep the gun and thank you for your service. That's the way it works there. It has nothing to do with buying guns in Switzerland. He notes that automatic firearms are illegal in Switzerland, as are automatic or butterfly knives. So this dude just wants to live in a fantasy land. Okay? He wants to be able to snap his fingers and bad things go away. It's a bad world, sir. It's a bad world. And a lot of it has happened under the watch of your leftist buddy pals who got out there, you know, like, you know, I'm sure you thought Obama was a great president. Obama sent guns to the Mexican drug cartels in order to facilitate more gun control on the southern border. Yeah. Him and his buddy pal, Eric Holder. They sent him to the Sinaloas because they're the kinder and gentler drug cartel. Then, under the auspice of, you know, just the poorest border, they let the Sinaloas set up the drug hub, the distribution hub in the United States, in Chicago, where Obama came from. So while you're out there talking all this stuff about me and everybody else, you need to know the players who actually did the stuff. Because when they were doing that in Fast and Furious, they didn't tell anybody. They just wanted more gun control. They wanted, and they figured if they could do it with the southern states, and they could later on down the road say, well, this has worked very good on the southern states. We should just impose this throughout the United States. Yeah, sure, why not? Yeah, more gun control. What's the problem? The problem is what it's based upon. It's based upon a supposition that one more law is going to make a change. And if you could write a law to stop crime, that's the thing. If you can write a law to stop a crime, please do. I want to see how that works. I really do. Laws don't stop crime. Regulations don't stop crime. Good feelings don't stop crime. Economic opportunity stops crime. Having a good family structure stops crime. That gets to the root cause of crime. But in the inner cities here in the United States, we don't have that. Now, this guy is talking about something in Kentucky. And we'll see. The details will come out. But according to him, we don't care about gun violence. Pal, I would sacrifice myself to stop some gun violence against some innocents. I wouldn't just talk about it. Maybe you should shut up a moment and actually go meet some of the people that you ad hominem attack. Just, you know, freestyle. Tomorrow we will be joined by Dennis Reese from AR500Armor.com and by Roger Katz from Arbiter's Quarrel, and we'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Please remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight, bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.